Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time in some of the stories of Jesus, according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You're most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through to 10, verse 8. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he sent his 12 disciples out with these instructions. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near, so you should be worried because you are all sinners in the hands of an angry God. A very very angry God, and if you don't turn, you will burn. Do you not realize the severity of your sin and filth, that the perfect and pure Son of God was obliged to leave behind his power and glory and become human? So why are you insufficiently grateful? How dare you desire anything other than this message of condemnation, in which the good news is that you escape that which you deserve, while being constantly reminded of how unworthy you are? I think I might have a problem. I might have a problem hearing good news. I might have a problem hearing the gospel. Because when I hear that the kingdom of heaven has come near, I worry. I worry that I haven't repented enough. I worry that I haven't felt bad enough. I worry that I haven't fully grasped the badness of the good news. So I think I might have a problem. Because really deep down, I think it actually went a little more like this. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. People who had been preyed on by both their political and religious authorities, and they were left like sheep without a shepherd, not knowing who to trust, with no one to protect them. So Jesus sent his 12 disciples out with these instructions: as you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. It is right here on the edge of your lives, this realm where the poor in spirit are blessed, and the merciful are blessed, and the meek are blessed, and the peacemakers are blessed. It is right within your grasp, that space where the pure in heart see God and the merciful are shown mercy, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are filled. Those things that you desire, the things that you deep down desire, like righteousness, those things are being offered to you. Those things are inviting you in because of this guy, Jesus. Because the kingdom of heaven is near. And that's what it means. So I can trust that it is good news. And I can trust that it is true. And I can trust that it is Jesus. Amen.